from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, we bring you the latest from the South Dakota Supreme Court. Local entities in Sioux Falls did a training to prepare for next month's air show, and even more. It's Monday, June 15th. Here are today's stories. Two self-defense cases have been upheld by the state Supreme Court, both circling a question of immunity, namely, how that immunity can be utilized or challenged. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
The cases, State v. Bendel and State v. Braveheart, involved manslaughter convictions after violent confrontations led to a death. The ruling from the High Court found if a lower court determines a defendant isn't entitled to statutory immunity, challenges to that immunity become moot. This type of immunity is to protect defendants from prosecution and trial, and the court writes that relief cannot be provided after a trial and conviction have already occurred. In a statement, State Attorney General and congressional candidate Marty Jackley writes, quote, "These decisions provide important clarity on how South Dakota's self-defense immunity statute operates once a case proceeds to trial. By confirming immunity challenges can only be raised before trial, the court has given prosecutors, defense, and circuit courts a clear procedural framework moving forward." In the Joseph Bendel case, prosecutors say the defendant had attacked a friend with a 2x4 board. After that victim fled, Bendel then gave chase, causing injuries that ultimately led to the death of the victim. Bendel requested dismissal on this immunity question, but circuit courts denied the request. In the Derek Braveheart case, court documents say the defendant shot unarmed Jonathan Odom following a confrontation at a Rapid City store. However, this case is complicated by video evidence showing the unarmed man striking Braveheart several times before the shot. The Attorney General's office writes, Odom, after striking Braveheart, stepped back and raised his hands. In a video of the shooting provided to SDPB, Odom hits Braveheart, extends his arms outward, and steps out of the frame saying, quote, "Shoot me then," before Braveheart pulls the trigger. This case has previously been covered extensively by SDPB, and a link to more on this story can be found online at sdpb.org/news. Both men received lengthy sentences on first-degree manslaughter charges. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Ahead of the 2026 Triannual Sioux Falls Air Show, agencies are hoping for the best but preparing for the worst. Local groups held an emergency response training to prepare for any situation. The scenario. At the air show, an F-16 Fighting Falcon experiences a catastrophic mechanic failure while performing a low-altitude maneuver. It crashes into a crowded spectator area. The crash creates a fire and releases hazardous materials. The incident requires multi-agency response and important communication. Fake bodies litter the ground. Emergency medical service providers and firefighters rush around, organizing them into areas based on those who need immediate to not-so-immediate attention. Emergency vehicles drive the fake bodies to hospitals. While it sounds like a horrific scene, it's necessary to prepare for, says the Sioux Falls emergency manager. Regan Smith says the city likes to conduct exercises like this one regularly.
Whether it's a large, full-scale incident where we can bring together, again, a lot of different agencies that are going to be challenged at times like this, so they can come together, coordinate a large number of resources, communicate across the community, and then are operationally ready to take care of whatever the incident is.
He says it's about working together to respond appropriately. Appropriately with public safety in mind.
Hopefully it gives the public confidence that we are looking at and practicing and working hard on incidents like this.
It's a thought shared by others. Colonel Stephen Schultz is the deputy wing commander for the 114th Fighter Wing.
Hopefully they don't have to think of it. So hopefully we've thought about it. We've had exercises, we've had tabletop scenarios where we go through all different scenarios that could happen, not just an airplane incident or something like that. But they should just be able to come out and enjoy it, follow the rules that we've set up, you know, and then we hopefully have that all managed, and then we'll take care of the crowd if something adverse does happen. But hopefully they don't have to worry about it, and that's why we're doing it, so they don't.
The Sioux Falls Air Show, Power on the Prairie, is July 18th and 19th. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. A new report shows a rebound in lottery sales for the 2026 fiscal year. David Dahl is the sales director for the South Dakota Lottery Commission, and he says there's been an increase in sales this year after some past fluctuation.
As of May 31st, lotto sales are up over 37% over the same time last year, with sales just over $32 million.
Though this number is up from 2025, lottery revenue is still down slightly from the 2024 year-to-date total of $36 million. While video lottery sales remain the highest, the total projected revenue across all game types is just over $185 million. Additionally, the commission says a new game launched in May has exceeded expectations. Hidden Gems is a $5 ticket game with South Dakota-specific scenes. Within the first month of its release, this game brought in an additional $44,000 in sales. Attorney General Marty Jackley says he's joining a bipartisan coalition urging Congress to continue funds for a program providing legal aid to low-income Americans. The Legal Services Corporation is the nation's largest funder of civil legal aid for people who can't afford legal representation. Officials say almost 95% of their funding is distributed to help address issues involving housing, consumer protection, and veterans benefits. Jackley says without this funding, legal services for veterans and rural communities would be disproportionately affected, and continuing this federal funding helps ensure the justice system works for everyone. The board that oversees the South Dakota State Employee Retirement System says the next cost of living adjustment will be below inflation. Officials say they're expecting a 2% increase in 2027. Inflation increased 2.9% in 2025, and analysts say it could go higher over the next year. All this came out at the latest Retirement System board meeting. The system's executive director asked the board to consider adjustments in the future to get increases closer to meeting inflation. The unveiling of Governor Kristi Noem's statue on the Trail of Governors is being delayed. The ceremony was initially set to take place Friday, but officials say it's now been moved to August 7th. According to the Trail of Governors Board, the delay is due to, quote, accommodate Noem's schedule and her role as U.S. Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas. The Trail of Governors is an art display around the Capitol grounds and pier featuring life-size statues of all the state's past governors. Crews are beginning widespread road construction projects in the Mobridge area today. Pending weather, the contractor will move from one chip and seal project to the next in the following order. On South Dakota Highway 63, the project begins at U.S. Highway 212, junction south to the Cheyenne River. South Dakota Highway 65, the project begins at the Highway 212 junction south to the Cheyenne River. U.S. Highway 12, the project begins at South U.S. Highway 12, the project begins at the South U.S. Highway 83 junction to and through Bowdell. Traffic will be reduced to one lane. Expect up to 15-minute delays when traveling through the work area. Loose gravel and fresh oil will be present in the project area for 2 weeks. Drivers are advised to reduce speed or use an alternate route. The project is expected to wrap up in late September. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.